Good Monday afternoon, February 7th. This is Rich Morrison, and welcome to Kicking Up Dust. Wanted to get a message out to everyone this afternoon. Didn't have time to write, but certainly wanted to address the market situation with the big rally today. The soybean market led things off right out of the gate this morning. We did see the forecast and the current weather and the forecast for this week looking very wet in northern central Brazil and looking very dry down in the south and in Argentina. The two things that need to be replaced or need to change in order to see the crops down there do well. We're seeing too much water right now at harvest time in Mato Grosso and some of the northern states. That's slowing things down at a time when boats are wanting to start loading. And so that's seen as a big issue, and certainly one of the big issues for the market here this morning. In the next couple of days, we'll have CONAB, the Brazilian government agency, come out with its February crop report. Ag Rural will put out its estimates, and USDA will be putting out its updated South American crop estimates. And by all accounts, the trade is expecting to see lower numbers. The question is, how much lower will these government agencies decide to go with their numbers? Corn market followed along, despite the, no real change in fundamentals there. The corn market did see some strong action here today, trying to keep acres, I guess you could say, with soybeans. Weekly export inspections this morning were within the range of estimates. I was going to pull those up here real quickly, but still not to the point where we need to be to reach USDA's expectations for the year. So either we're going to have to extend the normal period where we ship beans, which is a possibility. We could see beans shipped longer into the summer, possibly, or even later in the summer. But right now, bean loadings last week were only 1.218 million metric tons. That was down about 200,000 tons from last week. Corn loadings about the same as a week ago. Wheat loadings picked back up a little bit. But the bean loading situation is what's going to be continue to be debated, I think, as we go forward on through the summer months. And each time we get one of these USDA reports, we'll certainly be seeing if they make any changes to the export numbers. So that's one big issue, but the market overlooking that at the moment in favor of South American weather. The other big story today that was probably overlooked as well was word that Russia and China apparently are working together or possibly signing some cooperative deal that would allow for more wheat exports, especially to come out of Russia into China. And that would certainly be a negative thing for the U.S. market if that happens. But again, the market really did not pay much attention to that here this morning. One note, the technical indicators, especially for soybeans, way into the overbought status right now. We've got the relative strength index on November beans at 81. March beans is up to 82. And the stochastics lines both would indicate these markets are really, really ripe for a correction. Now, we've been saying that probably for at least a week to 10 days, so we haven't hit it yet. We'll see when it comes. I've oftentimes said that when we go into one USDA report one direction, we usually tend to come out of it the other. And right now the market's going in for, on Wednesday's report very long. So, not saying it has to happen, but you would certainly think that we're setting up for a bit of a correction. If we don't do it before the report, at least after the report on Wednesday. So we'll see. So let me give you a rundown of the closes this afternoon. March corn up 14 and 3/4 cents at 635 and a quarter. December corn is up 7 and a quarter at 581. March soybeans up 28 and a quarter cents at 581 and 3/4. November soybeans up 20 and a quarter cents at 1416. By the way, both the corn and the bean markets gapped higher from the start of the trade here this morning. July, Chicago wheat up 8 and 3/4 at 770 and a half. Kansas City, July wheat up 7 1/4 at 798. Minneapolis March wheat up 8 1/4 at 921 1/4. Minneapolis September wheat up 11 cents at 892 1/4. March cotton down 117 at 125.57, but December cotton a new high up 62 points at 104.43. March rice up 17.5 points, a new high there at 15.45, and November rice up 8.5 points at 14.95. April live cattle down 47 cents at 146.40. January, or excuse me, April feeder cattle down $1.15 at 170.27, but the April hogs up $1.20 at 101.27. The dollar index just a fraction weaker. Crude oil down 71 cents a barrel at 91.60. Gold up $14 an ounce at 1820 an ounce. The Dow up 38 points at 35,016 points. No reports tomorrow. Wednesday, I mentioned USDA report day. We'll get weekly ethanol numbers Wednesday as well. So tomorrow will be positioning day. It'll be interesting to see how the trade decides to trade ahead of that report on Wednesday. Crop insurance prices with the bump here today, seeing some of these averages bump up as well. The corn average, now keep in mind these are for the states that have a sales closing deadline on March 15th. So the majority of the states, especially northern states, the corn average is up to 575. That went up a couple pennies today. Soybeans jumped to 1395. That's the 5-day running average. Minneapolis spring wheat up to 880 with today's higher close, and the cotton at 104, that went up a penny today as well. So we'll continue to watch those, but with the markets trending above where the averages are, you would certainly think that the averages will continue to increase, at least as long as the markets stay where they're at. So where do we go from here? You know, I'm still a proponent of selling into the rally, buy out of the money calls if you're unsure if the high's in, or if you don't want to miss out or regret it the next day. Go out and buy some out of the money calls. Go up far enough to where you can spend what you want to spend, 15, 20 cents, and use that to cover the sales you make, just in case this market does continue to trend higher. I mentioned the technical indicators sure show that we're overbought, but that we've shown that doesn't mean we can't keep going. So utilize the option market to help you do the things that you know you ought to do. You're just nervous about getting them done. So with that, I'll adjourn for today. Thank you for listening to Kicking Up Dust. Hope all is well. Hope you remain well, and we'll talk to you very soon, probably after the report on Wednesday.